Was he a hard disciplinarian at times?
Yeah, he was tough. He had tough temper. My mother was a very significant factor also. She was a very bright lady, and she's still living. She's 88, pretty much mentally deteriorated in the sense that she does not recognize people, though she's very pleasant, and you met her on a bus, you think, what a nice little old lady. She had lots of wonderful opinions about things, and she'll chat away, if you ask her who her husband was or how many children she had, she would be guessing. She couldn't tell you. Anyway, that's now. But through her life, she was always a very bright lady, a good writer, wrote a lot of poetry, helped us a lot with English composition when we were in school. And
did you do real well in school?
Well, I was a good student. Good student in grade school, you know, B's and A's mostly.
If you didn't, you'd be a response at home. Is that true? Or?
Oh, yeah. And it was one of those things where I went to Epiphany Grade School, which was run by the IHM nuns, the Sisters Servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. IHM.
M.
Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Sisters of Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Yep. Wonderful, dedicated ladies.
That's a teaching order now, is it not?
Oh, yeah. What's left of them. They're out of Monroe, Michigan. A lot of retirees now, mostly. Wonderful, inspirational women. We had one, Sister Stephanie. I still hear from her every year and write to her at Christmas time. Sister Stephanie Mueller. We never knew their last names, though. When I was in grade school, that would have been like seeing them without the bonnet on, you know, and all the rumors that they shave their heads and so on. But she was wonderful. She'd be out play ball with the boys, and the boys just adored her. And we'd have these grade school football games, and as soon as the game was over, we'd rush to the convent and ask for Sister Stephanie and tell her how the game came out and give her blow-by-blow descriptions and so on. In those days, the nuns were very nearly cloistered. They didn't even get out to watch football games and things like that. But, of course, she had a great interest in all of our doings. I remember her telling me that I had a terrible case of braggadocia. Braggadocia. You got a great case of braggadocia. And I was a bit of a cut-up in school, and she was great for dressing you down in front of everybody. She was good at. She was the one, I think, who told me early on that that I ought to become a lawyer, because I love to argue. I love to argue and debate, and so I ought to become a lawyer. And
How old would that have been?
Seventh grade, yeah, around there. And as I say, I was a pretty good student and kind of outgoing in those days.
Well, now, wait a minute. Was that the time when you dressed up like an Indian and all?
Oh, no. That's much later. That's
okay.
Much later. So in 1943, I graduated from the Epiphany Grade School and followed my brother, Terry, to Detroit Catholic Central High School, which was then located at 60 Belmont Avenue, within 150, 200 feet of Woodward Avenue, east of Woodward Avenue. Now, remember, I lived on the west side of Detroit, probably 5 miles from the school. So we traveled by bus, the Plymouth Kniff bus, typically, across town to the school. And I always smiled about the great busing controversies that came later on, you know, and I was bused all through high school and passed a lot of schools that were closer to my home. McKenzie High School was right across West Chicago Boulevard from my home.
Was it not true, though, that in this time Catholic Central High School was sort of a shining magnet to all Well, not to all, but to the great majority of Catholic young persons in the Detroit area.
Sure. Of course it was. And interestingly, if anybody were to... You can't go there anymore because the buildings have been torn down. But if you could have a video of what those buildings look like and what those classrooms look like and what that, quote, campus of that college or that high school looked like in those days, you would be flabbergasted to think that anyone thought that highly of it. You would be flabbergasted, for example, to see, as I did just recently in some program for a high school football game, or I don't know what it was some football game, but it was a record of attendance at high school athletic events, football, and the largest attendance ever at a high school football game in Michigan, the largest and the second largest and the third largest, I think, were all Detroit Catholic Central games when they played Father Flanagan's Boys Town, and when they played, I think in the original Goodfellow games way back when in Brick Stadium or Tiger Stadium, which was then Brick Stadium, I think 53,000 people.